भगवद्गीता 5.17 तद्बुद्धयस्तदात्मानस्तन्निष्ठास्तत्परायणः गच्छन्ति पुनरावृत्तिं ज्ञाननिर्धूतकल्मषः तद्बुद्धयस् इंटेलिजेंस फिक्स्ड इन दैट एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ तदात्मानस् विद The mind fixed on the absolute truth, tannishthas, with the faith invested in the absolute truth, tatparayanaha, with oneself devoted to that absolute truth, gacchanti, one will go along the path, apunaravrittim, the path from which there is no return. Jnana Nirdhuta Kalmashah, having become purified by knowledge of all impurities. So now, this is a section talking about knowledge. Previous verse stated about how we can all acquire knowledge by the process of that rather when we acquire knowledge we become illumined the way the sun is illumined the sun illumines everything similarly the person becomes illumined when that person has knowledge now this verse talks about how knowledge can be acquired what is the process for acquiring knowledge that knowledge illumines everything which purifies. So here this word jnana nirdhuta kalmashah. The impurities in the heart, impurities are washed away, are cleansed away, nirdhuta, by knowledge. This feature of knowledge, of purifying or cleansing, has already been referred in the Bhagavad Gita several times. For example, in 4.10 it was stated bahavo jnana tapasa many have by the austerity of knowledge bhuta madbhavam agatah have become purified by the austerity of knowledge then also it was stated in 4.38 nahi jnanena sadrusham pavitram iha vidyate that there is nothing in this world as pure as knowledge So that same theme is continued here, where it said, Jnana Nirdhuta Kalmashaham. That by knowledge, all the impurities will be removed. And when the impurities are removed, then what happened? Or, Gacchanti Apunaravrittim. Gacchanti. One moves along the path from which there is no return. That means we're talking about eternal attainment as contrasted with a temporary attainment. So what ensures the eternal attainment is investing four things in Tad, that absolute truth. Now, what is that Tad? That is not yet clearly defined at this stage in the Bhagavad Gita. But the focus is quite clear. The focus is on some higher reality. The focus is clearly, as soon as the word tad is used, the focus is not on oneself. Some truth beyond oneself. And that truth is the truth where the Bhagavata recommends Tad. What do we do? Tad Buddha, yes. We offer our intelligence there. Tad Buddha is Tad Atmanas, Tad Nishtas, Tad Parayanaha. Tad, Tad. Four times the word Tad comes. And each time it is connected with another aspect of the personality. So, of the human being, personality means human being. So, buddhi, Atma, Nishtha, Parayana, these are all different aspects of a person. Now, sometimes there is a conflict between emotion and reason. But here, Bhagavad Gita is urging us to invest both emotion and reason in Krishna, because it states that tad buddhayas tad atmanas. So, buddhi is the faculty of reason, and atmanas, the mind, is the faculty of emotion. Both are to be invested in the absolute truth. Now, we could say that our consciousness is a stream that moves from us towards the object of which we are conscious. But when the stream moves, how does it move? Actually, it moves by slow and along various channels. So, sometimes when we are intellectually attracted to something, then the intelligence is the channel along which the consciousness primarily moves. Or sometimes we are very caught by the mind, then the mind is the channel along which the consciousness moves. Now, what I mean by this is, we are not talking in terms of discrete channels which exist inside the consciousness, something like that. Rather, these are all pathways to which each of these components are oriented. So emotional people are, say, inclined towards the flight of emotions, whereas rational people are more inclined towards the moment of reason. Now, the consciousness can move along the flight of emotions, or it can move along the ascent of reason. Whichever way it moves, the point is that these are all channels along which the consciousness can move. So similarly, beyond our reasoning faculty and beyond our emotional faculty, there is something fundamental, which is our faith. So, our faith can also move in different directions, and wherever our faith moves, that's where our consciousness will also move. And tat parayanaha, we make certain things the goals of our life to which we devote ourselves. So that's also a thing which we tend to be very easily, readily conscious of. So here it is stated that these four faculties we invest in Krishna. Ultimately, tad is not mentioned which it is, what it is, but it will be later revealed that tad is Krishna. So, at least for us, we see no mattah paratramna anyat will come soon. It's 7.7 in the Gita. So here, tad buddhayas tad atmanas, so tad nishthas tad parayanaha. So essentially, the various directions in which our consciousness may move, or various channels, or various trajectories in the inner territory along which the consciousness may move, are all, this verse enjoins, to be directed towards Krishna, to be invested in Krishna. In this way, when we invest our consciousness in the Absolute, and the Absolute reciprocates by granting knowledge. So, there is a to and fro reciprocation. So, when we invest our consciousness by investing our emotions, our intelligence, our heart, our faith in our heart, that is heart, we could call the goal. All those when we invest in Krishna, then by that we attain the knowledge that purifies us and propels us on the path of no return, on the path towards eternal liberation. Thank you.